Manager's Log, Tuesday, December 27th, 2016. What with the inauguration of the new president, Mr. Donald Trump, to the White House, and with the story of Standing Rock, Standing Strong with Standing Rock, Questions and Answers, an article in the last Two Rivers Tribune, 12-2016, I'm curious to find out how we're going to address the next president. I mean, how are we going to ensure that we don't lose what we've more than what we've already lost? How do we see this? Are there any advantages of having a non-political, experienced person, very wealthy person, I would have to say, as his influence has gotten him the presidency? So how is this going to play out for us? And how are we going to deal with it? The comments made in the Standing Rock story in the Two Rivers Tribune are encouraging. I very much like the answers many of the people gave. As I look at the articles and see all the young faces, that's very encouraging. Because we have issues here. We have issues locally. We may not have the oil and the uranium and the coal that Mr. Trump seems to be talking about. But we do have water. We do have land. Mr. Trump talked about privatizing reservations. But then again, he's talking about, I think anyway, don't know. But I think he's talking about oil and coal, uranium, things of that nature. But heck, water is very valuable. We saw Dianne Feinstein just recently try to pass a rider onto the Drought Act of California. Our tribal chairman, fishery department, tribal attorneys, Mr. Schlosser, making testimony against it. Barbara Boxer threatening, and I don't know the outcome of it, but she was going to filibuster. So we have a lot of issues here, and I'm looking forward to this upcoming presidency, or this upcoming year, maybe not the presidency. I'm kind of regretting the presidency, because I just don't know how it's going to play out. But I'm very encouraged by the thoughts and the sentiment expressed by these younger people talking about what they learned from Standing Rock. And I'm waiting to see that engagement. And KIDE is going to be there in this upcoming year. We're a community radio station. We get the pros, we get the cons. It's a theater. It's a stage. And we want to engage with all sides and let you decide.